Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
What a lovely red shirt you have on today.
Hello.
See what we're doing there?
See, I wore this because I wanted this discussion.
Perfect.
I have to know. Orange.
Obviously, it's orange.
But you would agree, everybody on this screen would agree.
But you see how it's closer.
It's closer, shade,
you know?
But Leroy's trends more red.
Honestly, what I saw when I saw Leroy's sweatshirt was, I'm so glad there's more stars than just two.
Why?
Would be odd placement.
The placement. Yeah, exactly. It was very odd placement.
All nipple pasties.
Pasties.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. First of all,
when he was leaning back,
no,
I was like,
no,
very
no,
thankful.
Unless you're laying on your side, no nipples are this close together.
Well, unless you got them done, you know.
Unless they're taking a nap next, cuddling one another, they're.
It's funny you say that.
You watch Love Island; those things are pointed up always. What do you got today, Jennifer? For rats off a ship. Sorry for making it weird.
It made it very weird. Okay, well, first, you know, let's go ahead and start with a little bit of heartbreak.
Wow.
Max Strus.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He is styling new hair.
Oh.
And apparently another one that breaks my heart, Gabe Vincent, says it's time for a haircut.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So it's not good then.
All right.
I've got some visuals
Hold
for you.
Let me see.
Here
this.
Is so Gabe Vincent's comment. He said, "New year, hopefully new haircut."
Hopefully new haircut.
Max Strus is sitting under the basket. He's got a headband on. Oh,
that is not the very
Max,
luscious.
That is not the Max Strus we're used to. Okay.
Yeah, when did he grow this much hair? Is my question.
He wasn't
while he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's, look, I'm not rats off a ship. I think it's a good look for Max Strus. You know, he no longer is the, you know, has to have the clean cut look. He's got $70+ million coming his way. I think Gabe Vincent's hating.
Wow.
I'm not rats off a ship on his hair. Leroy?
Okay.
As a man who has no hair, all hair looks good.
All right.
So I'm not rats off a ship.
It's
fair. I wouldn't say all hair. I mean, we've seen the Raiders owner. That's not good.
That's a haircut, though.
Okay. All right.
That's well, fair. Gabe Vincent's asking him to get a haircut.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Gabe Vincent, I mean, he's kind of messed with his hair from time to time.
That's the thing. He wants to be the only hair guy.
That's true. He does have really good hairstyles, though.
You think Gabe Vincent's jealous that Max Strus got that bachelorette interested?
Come on.
Because I'm the handsome.
He has somebody, so I don't think he's that jealous.
Well, you mean, I think it's like maybe a thing, but well, there are friends, right? But like Gabe Vincent, even when he was a minimum player, handsome.
Very true.
But I feel like now he thinks that money.
So you think Max Strus is more handsome because he got a bigger bag?
No, I think what happens is that I think Gabe Vincent thinks Max Strus. I think he's thinking Max Strus is feeling himself a little bit. Rich Max Strus. He's like, it changed you, man. Look at that rich hair you got.
Wow.
Hell yeah, money changes you. What the hell people think?
Froggy?
I like the hair. I call that the Sean Hunter. From Boy Meets World. It's like very 90s boy band-esque.
True.
I like it. I think he was looking good. The beard's looking good.
It looks like Creed. Get him out of there.
I wish he was obsessed, though.
Hello, my friend. We meet again.
No, I'm not rats off a ship, but he does kind of remind me of Creed.
That's funny.
With shots wide open.
Jeez. They all sound the same.
Is that Creed or Nickelback? Can't tell.
Samesies. Number two, J-Fig.
I'm not rats off a ship, by the way. All thanks right. for asking. Of course you're not.
We knew you were. That was a good question. What Why we even ask Jennifer? She wouldn't crop him out.
Nope. I would not crop him out. I would Photoshop myself around the entire photo, really.
Okay. Oh,
that's right.
Okay. So now we're going to go into Tyreek Hill. Remaining with the Dolphins.
All right.
Just we got some audio on Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. All right. What did Mike McDaniel have to say on the Cheetah?
You know, we met for, I want to say, an hour yesterday. You know, I think there's the competitive spirit of his. You know, can represent, you know, post game, especially in a season or a game, that nobody likes, it could allude to a relationship being one way. I think I was very direct with him. He was very honest and, you know, it was great terms that we were discussing, you know, discussed, multiple things, including, you know, without wavering that it's not acceptable to leave a game and won't be tolerated in the future. And he embraced accountability, and I wouldn't say there's anything necessarily to fix, as much as we had to clear the air in a rough and tumultuous situation.
Could you imagine having to sit through an hour meeting with him? That seems like punishment enough.
So here's the deal.
I cry.
Give it a couple of months. Tyreek could be feeling better. He'll have that bad taste out of his mouth from the way the season went. And it'll be different.
Mm.
And if you know Tyreek Hill, you know this. So I don't like reactions right after heartbreak, right after disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for trouble. So to then take everything that Tyreek said in that moment, when you could clearly see it kind of built up to that.
He was upset.
Right? That wasn't like he went into it to get that point. They just kept asking him questions and ended up getting to that,
it's a compounded problem, though. It's not just the press conference. The press conference comes off bad because everybody interprets it as you want out. It's the actions of the game where you know you have that on top of it as well, which is why to me it pains me to say this, but I'm rats off a ship on him remaining with the Dolphins. I kind of feel like the damage is done there. He let it be known. And to be honest with you, like, to also hear all the late stuff and the coach and all that just feels like to me, hey, it was a fun run, but you tell me this guy's going to get older if things aren't perfect next year, or let's just say Tua does get hurt again. This isn't going to flare up again. I just feel like football mentality, they're going to get in front of this, try and see what value there is for him and get rid of him.
1 week in May, the first week of May, this could all be fixed. First day of minicamp, Tyreek gets in front of the team, takes accountability, and we move forward from that. That's it. Got players understand all this. He'll get in front of the team if he's here. He'll say, as a leader, I have to respect the rules more than anybody. I have to be more accountable than anybody. And I wasn't.
So you are.
And everybody's like, okay, Reek, don't worry about it, buddy. We in this. We got you. Now, Steven said it perfectly. Seems like that would be a cold day in hell, because a lot of times people double down and won't take that path.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, then we have a whole nother discussion.
So you're not rats off a ship? You think he stays?
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he stays because I think he wants to be here, and I think that he will, you know, say the necessary things to be here.
What about you, Jennifer?
I'm I'm rats off a ship, to be honest.
Rats off a ship.
Done with the cheetah.
I'm over this nonsense.
Now, if he had 1,700 yards, would you feel differently?
I think he would feel differently.
Exactly.
Don't you think that plays into it?
I think, no. I think that conversation, the way it started and where it ended, was heading that way because of the circumstances of the team more than anything.
Yeah, but if you...
Because guess what? He would have had 1,000 yards if he just caught the damn ball.
Maybe, but I think also...
Well, what part of that are we not recognizing?
But I also think that he does, like, the thing of, well, 1,700-yard or 1,800-yard cheetah, good team. Less than 1,000-yard cheetah, bad team.
As a player, as a person in the organization who has a bird's eye view of what's going on, when you see the circumstances and the situation surrounding your team,
mm-hmm.
right, don't you have to understand what's going on more than we do?
Didn't you just tell us yesterday that receivers have a tough time with that?
Oh, dude, they're so bad. and part of the reason why is, and I'm going to tell you why, in fairness to them,
mm-hmm.
right? To go to a receiver and ask him why you only had 3 catches and expect an answer, that is unfair to them when 3 things have to happen for them to get the ball. You got to get open. The offensive line has to protect. Quarterback has to throw an accurate ball. So to go to them and say why you didn't catch 6 or 7 balls and put them in that spot, a lot of them get defensive. So, well, while I do, like, there's no other diva position in the NFL like wide receiver.
What about you?
Right?
What about you, Froggy?
I am rats off a ship, not because I'm tired of him. I'll take another season on him. I think Tua's tired of him, if I'm being honest.
He did go to his store the other day.
He did, because he's a nice guy. But I do think those comments where it's like, if you want, you know, you want more reps, Jonnu's getting the reps kind of thing. I think he's kind of tired of the... Tyreek and Tua have a great relationship as long as Tyreek is doing the thing, you know?
Oh, so you think he's jealous. He's like, hey, you're going to throw Jonnu. Jonnu gets exactly. The balls now.
That's why he's upset. I mean, Jonnu set a record in the last game, and the other guy quit.
He probably hates the tight end because Tyreek Hill likes it when it was just Durham Smythe. No one's going to throw to Durham Smythe.
He loves Durham Smythe.
Yeah,
Julian
again,
Hill, too.
Again, like, if that's the way you feel, you at least have to accept the fact that you dropped a lot of passes.
I think that goes back to Stunt Steve's comment.
I know. And again, in the real world, again, and I say this all the time, in the perfect world, yes, people would be more aware. But he's right in that if he's making these comments, clearly he is not fully accept the fact, what role did I play in this?
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Gladly. So there's a new thing going around, and it's very popular in Poland, to the point that there is a wait list.
Cheese in it? Running down the hill for cheese? That's England.
Going to a cuddling salon.
Excuse me?
You said cuddling?
You heard that.
A cuddling salon?
Wow. Like a cuddling salon, yes. Huh.
So you just go to a place and they hold you?
Do cuddling salons have happy endings?
You know, well, I feel like if that were to be brought here,
only if Robert Kraft is going.
That would.
Yeah, I am a cuddling session.
I'm just like this. So there's. Now, let me ask you a question.
It's hug therapy, Leroy.
Everybody's a little spoonier.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask a question? When you go to the cuddling salon,
yeah,
are the women attractive? I can't get cuddled by a linebacker.
No, well, I mean, maybe right. There's all different kinds.
Wouldn't that be a better cuddle for you?
Who says they're women?
Not really.
I'd work at the cuddling salon. No discrimination here,
but you understand what I'm saying?
This is somebody named Alexandra Kasparek.
Ah.
She's a CPH.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not, you going, listen,
But you, I want to know, is it only her, though?
No.
I'm just saying.
I feel like there has to be more.
I'm just saying, if it's about cuddling, why all the girls got to be attractive?
I guess they don't. I don't know.
I don't know. But apparently they
nobody wants to get cuddled by an ugly girl.
Stop with the looks. This is supposed to be about
love.
Okay.
To learn again that touch is not only associated with physical pain, but touch is something nice, pleasant, and soothing.
Yeah. Okay, great.
By that properly. Great.
Let me say,
I'm going
to
apply.
If I go in there to get
cuddled, the cares and worries disappear, and life becomes beautiful and safe again.
If I go in to get cuddled, and I've had a bad day, and I want to, you know, like, with all that stuff you just said, and Nanny,
Nanny McPhee comes into the room to cuddle me,
I'm out.
What?
Would you rather be cuddled by Halle Berry or Nanny McPhee?
Seems like you're going for the wrong reasons, though, Leroy.
And that's why I say if I bring it here to South Florida, it loses its meaning.
Correct. Wait a minute. I'll accept that from Jennifer. What? Not you.
Why? I would go there with whomever is willing to give me the love and caressing that I deeply need.
That is a lie.
Just a squeeze.
That is a lie.
Sometimes you just want to be loved.
Wait, if me and you went to the cuddle place, and we gonna get cuddles, right?
But see, it doesn't just start off with cuddles, Leroy. They show up, they drink coffee. This is someone that she had with him.
It's an experience.
This is one patient. It's not the whole thing, you know?
Okay.
But he showed up, he drank coffee, they played a board game together. Later on, he played me his favorite songs, and I held his hand gently the whole time. See, it's not even like that, the way you're trying to
put it. Oh, it's like you paying for a date.
Well, yeah,
yes, but they have to be very nice to you.
Yeah, but it says if any boundaries are... It sounds as if any sexual boundaries are crossed, the session ends immediately.
Oh, okay.
There's a no-fly zone.
I love that.
Strictly cuddling. That's fine. That's fine.
I felt like I needed this after the King's loss.
We know how these medical places, right? Happy ending was not made up from, like, nothing.
They just go into this Polish cuddling salon. Excuse me.
Now listen, maybe I'm being a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Skeptical.
Yes. Yes,
you're being a cynic. That's what you're doing.
I am. Wow. You know why? Because I promise you that the dude went in there and saw his cuddling buddy and goes, "Oh, she's attractive. All right."
Well, I'm sure if one looked like a hobgoblin, they're probably not a wait list for that.
Now, bro, it's all about the cuddling, though.
You know what?
I don't appreciate you.
You want to be relaxed, you know?
Like a hobgoblin, it shouldn't matter.
I still want to know, though, like, are they always the little spoon? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question.
No, they're not laying down, dude, and doing little spoon stuff. No,
I see a bed in the picture.
No, they lay down, for sure.
It is decorated with fluffy pillows and the blankets, and there's music playing in the background that's calming.
Don't look at me like that, Roy. It is decorated in a royal style.
For some reason, there's a shower. And
you know, a lot of.
Wait. So after you cuddle, you take a shower?
No, I don't know.
I think before you cuddle, you take a shower. She wants everybody to smell nice. Absolutely. You don't want a stinky cuddler.
Yeah. What do you need a shower?
I don't want an ugly cuddler either.
Leroy, you're dissuading
me from applying, Leroy. I was gonna give it a shot, but I'm making it feel like no one's gonna pick me.
I'm just saying, let's keep it real.
Then I'm gonna need a cuddler.
Marcos, aren't you like someone who enjoys being held?
Yeah,
like
I give massages. I'm a very handsy person. Just, you know, I comply with all HR rules. But I'm a very handsy person. If anybody ever wanted to just experience this, it'd be someone like me, you know? Just need a little hug sometimes, you know?
So
you're saying is you're not rats off a ship, right?
I'm totally not rats off a ship.
I don't think I'm rats off a ship either. I'm sending in my application. So. Sounds like something I need after tough heat losses. See?
I'm rats off a ship.
You do need that.
Yeah, okay. You have somebody for that.
Yeah.
I called a wife.
But see, this person might be able to just be like, listen to, like, she'll like constantly
be on the bed. Okay, then why is there a bed in a shower?
Because sometimes my wife gets tired of hearing about me whining about the heat, you know? So I need somebody to be like, why won't Spo give Nico more minutes?
No one's meaner to me than my wife, actually.
No, question. Why is there a bed and shower?
I don't know. You want to be hygiene, dude, for hygiene.
That,
Leroy.
There's a shower in the radio station.
Were you supposed to cuddle on the floor?
I mean, what kind of cuddling are we doing?
Cuddling is cuddling on the chair. Weird.
Well, you just said they're holding hands.
Cuddling connotes a bed.
And then there's a bed and a shower. I ain't buying it. Nope. Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in Poland.
Rats off a ship.
What aesthetic.
Rats off a ship.
Take a break.
I get that kind of cuddling with my wife.
Back after this.